Good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are in this world. Hey girl, hey, if you're new here, welcome, you healing queen. It's an honor to have you here with me today, among all days that you choose to return. Thank you for joining me for a portion of your day, and more importantly, thank you for being a part of my day. Before we go any further, I'd like to address that this show is not intended to replace the act of visiting a licensed mental health care provider. This show is merely a gentle reminder and motivator to assist with exploring ways to improve your internal self as guided by a certified mindfulness practitioner. All right, queens, let's jump right in. We'll begin with our tradition here, which is where we place our hands over our heart. And we do this to bring ourselves into alignment with what keeps our bodies most alive. And then we close our eyes if it feels appropriate to do so, to honor the space of having our own space while increasing faith through doubtful and or dark seasons. And from there, you will repeat after me. Here we go. I am the balance that I seek. I am the balance that I seek. Good job, queen. Now that our intention has been set, let's kick it off. Oh, yes, before we kick it off, I'd like to say congratulations to the winner of the Good Problems Challenge. She won a paid-for therapy session of her choice. Girl, I'm so proud of you for enduring that challenge the way that you did. I love your pictures and especially that last video. I was rolling. So she'd like to remain anonymous as she grows through her healing process, and you know we respect that. So congratulations again. If you'd like to participate in some of our upcoming challenges, please know that we have challenges once a month, sometimes more. And if you follow me, all you have to do is follow me to participate on the gram, queen. It's a really fun activity and a great way to get some free money towards your mindfulness activities. All right? So, let's get into the reason you're really here. I was spending some time with my family over the weekend, right? It was Memorial Day weekend here. And somehow we got on the topic and I just blurted it out. I was just like, y'all know what? I'm really not on my game like I'm supposed to be on my game. And I was so happy to receive confirmation from the air because one of my counterparts were like, you know, me neither. And so, like, life's really good right now. And we all know life happens in waves. And that's what makes life, right? So I've just been riding my high wave out, queens. Like, I've been riding it out. And so, of course, we got deep into that conversation because that's just what we do. But what I took personally from that discussion is that sometimes as women, we just need a space to find our footing. And so that's what today's discussion will be centered around. I think when we're in the process of finding our footing, it isn't that the ideas aren't being formulated and that the time isn't there for our success, but rather we just need to adhere to the focus that the moment is requiring from us. And those moments are happening all the time. They're just waiting for us to step into them and actively focus. And please don't get me wrong, you can be in a good place in life and still be out of focus. I know like a number of people, for example, that are financially aligned and dynamically uncentered. And my husband and I, we had this saying, it's getting a contract is cool, but being the contract is commendable. And so as a strong believer that it's never about perfection, but rather about progression and balance of all of what's important to that individual, it's clear where I'll be guiding this discussion today. So, let's get into these tips and strategies on how to find your footing. I have three tips and strategies. And we'll start off with the first, which is one. Lean into present moments. when I say lean, I mean lean into them more thoroughly. Because a lot of the time, it's not that we aren't physically present. We attend the graduations, we attend our children's social events, we attend the birthday parties. We are there. Like, we made it. And sometimes we even made it on time. But more so, it's that we are there physically, but we are not there mentally. And so we have to lean more into those moments to be present. And what this is going to take is mind-body connection. And that mind-body connection is not limited to the exercise classes you sign up for to optimize your gym membership, sis, because we all know. But having that mind-body connection, really, seriously, it gives you access to that dormant seed of your fruit, girl. And so we have to lean into it and lean into what right now moments present. And you also have to lean into what right now moments are not presenting. Because whatever is absent may be the something that you're required to create. And so how? Girl, you know, I love when y'all ask me how. This is how. So the best way to do this is, I already said it, but it's to access a mind-body connection resource that works for you. Okay, this podcast can be one of your resources. Journaling more can be a resource. Sitting in quiet more. Tuning into conversations that you wouldn't typically gravitate towards. Be willing to allow yourself to feel uneasy, to see what those moments hold, and then lean into it. And this brings me to the next strategy, which is simple. Your mama and daddy taught you this, or your grandma or your cousin or somebody you know, you've heard this. Child, you need to go with the flow. And when I say this, I mean avoid shifting into your own flow without first going with the current that's surrounding you. And so in business, there's a simple term for this, and it's called a trend. And so trends are ultimately, they're the shifts or changes in a fundamental dynamic of an industry. And the benefit to knowing and thereafter following these trends, or setting yourself up for these trends, to utilize these trends within your industry, is that the trends tend to drive enterprise-wide strategic decisions and are the results of shifts in attitudes, values, technologies, and even sometimes economic landscape. And so I said that to say, going with the flow is what benefits finding your footing, queen. It isn't that your ideas aren't great ideas. It's typically that your timing of passion is simply out of flow for the season. So while you're waiting on it and waiting for it to grow and building around it, like Isaiah 6:22, when the time is right, the Lord, will make it happen, sis. That was the Ebonic version. But you get it. So yes, shift into going with the flow more. How? You just have to do it. This is one of those things where either you're going to do it or you aren't. You're going to resist the flow or you're going to go with it. It's really no middle ground. And so just start feeling around for the moments that are already presented to you. You don't even have to go look for them. You're really already sitting in the moments. You just have to gravitate into them more deeply. Which brings me to the final step. And if you don't remember the other two, I know you will remember this one. Partly because, girl, it's a part of the culture to remember this. Number 3 is move when you're ready. Okay. And I know the culture teaches us to move before we're ready. And to an extent, this is true and understandable. However, comma, it's important to also understand that sometimes you just simply need to rest to rejuvenate for maintenance of a vision or goal. The difference between dreams and reality is action. And girl, rest is an action. Okay? I'm gonna say that one more time for the people in the back. Rest is an action. Because when you exit from resting, you are so rejuvenated, so refreshed. Your ideas are so much more powerful than they would be on a tired mind or being presented from a space where you are fatigued and lethargic. Now, there are other times, especially in the beginning stages, where we could use a little fire under our feet now, okay? And don't come for me, but I have thought this over and played it back a few times in my head. And I've concluded that that's what 2020 was most likely all about. Like, if I must have a reason for that season, that's the one I'm choosing. Is that it was a year for resting so that we all could just find our footing again. So give it to you slow and easy one more time. Three tips and strategies are to lean into present moments. Begin to go with the flow more. And move when you are ready. All right? So, now that you queens are all resourced up, I'm going to release you back into this beautiful world. I hope you have a beautiful day. I hope you really lean into it and go with the flow. And remember, I love and believe in you, queen. Go be great.